Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started.
Happy Friday, everyone. Okay, normally I'm like, here's what's going on in Organize 365, and here's how you can participate this week. And this week, what I want to bring to you is what is probably going to be a bonus episode on the podcast about where we are in the coronavirus pandemic, where we are in the middle of our stay-at-home order, what I am doing going forward, and how Organize 365 can support and help you. So first of all, on my Instagram, yesterday, I said that I am done with the word unprecedented. Like, I'm just tired of hearing it. I'm tired of saying it. It's been 6 weeks. It may still be unprecedented, but I'm done with the word. So I went to the thesaurus and I found some additional words, and I picked two that are going to be true for me. And the two that are going to be true for me that I have been saying years are exceptional and extraordinary. Did you know that exceptional and extraordinary are synonyms for unprecedented? Now, obviously, you wouldn't say the pandemic is exceptional. Like, it doesn't work in every single sentence. But for me and my character and who I am trying to become more of every day, being exceptional and extraordinary resonates. Unprecedented, uncharted territory, unknown, those are not words that I can really hold on to and act in. So I want to take you back a minute, and I want to tell you a story about 11 years ago, actually pretty much 11 years and a month ago, is when my father had come to the end of his battle for a year, and he was in hospice and ready to pass away. And during that time, I was living in Cincinnati, which is 4 hours away from hometown. I was going home on a regular basis, and my sister and I were in charge of our father's care. We were ultimately in of the funeral, the selling of the family home, and I was in charge of settling the estate. And it was an unprecedented time for me. I mean, I hadn't done any of those things before. And at the same time, it was the worst time, I would say, collectively, of our child's medical and educational needs. It was a period of time where for 6 years, 50% of our take-home pay went to pay for medical and educational needs for our children. 50% of our take-home pay for 6 years. I mean, it was like significant. So I was dealing with my kids' medical, my kids' educational, my father dying, trying to bring some income into the family. All of that was happening at one time. And there are two things that I want to tell you about that time. Number one, it was a really hard time for me because a lot of people in my circle of friends were not going through the same thing that I was going through. And so I was trying to hold it together in work, and as a mom, and as a daughter and a sister, all at the same time. While everybody else was like playing golf and going on their vacations and everything else. One of the things that is unique about this global experience that we're having is that everyone is going through it at the same time, which some ways makes it harder, but in other ways it makes it easier. Like, you don't even have to explain why you're crying in the middle of the store or why you've gone dark on media for a day. Like, everybody knows. It's because we are going through this hard time together. And the second thing I want to say is that I had a lot of well-meaning family and friends who would say to me, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you, Lisa. Like, you're not going to be able to keep up this pace. Like, I know that you've got this legal pad that you're carrying everywhere. I think my sister has post-traumatic stress every time she sees a legal pad now. I had legal pads upon legal pads, and I was keeping track of everything, and I was staying on top of everything for 6 years. And I was told by many people, it's going to hit you. You're not going to be able to make it through. You're going to break down. You're not going to make it. It'll hit you eventually. It'll hit you 6 weeks in. I got a couple DMs this week. Oh, I saw you falter. It's going to hit you. It's okay. It's okay if you know this takes you out. It's taking everyone out. I remember I had an aunt who said she made it 6 months and then it hit her. And I'll just tell you, it never hit me. It never took me out. And so last night Greg was watching the NFL draft. Let me just tell you, when there's no sports for like 5 weeks and then all of a sudden there's a draft, like, people who would never watch the NFL draft watched it, but Greg would have watched matter what. So he was watching the NFL draft, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch something different on TV. And I thought to myself, well, I want to get some news. I haven't watched any news in the last 5 to 6 weeks. And the reason I used to watch news all the time, the reason I don't watch news anymore is because it's so emotionally charged in the United States. It does not matter what channel you turn on. It's so politicked. It's so fear-based. It's so just all the stimulus coming at you. It's overwhelming. Like, American news is panic-inducing, period. I don't care what political party you're in. It's a nightmare. So I tried all the channels for like 5 seconds, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the BBC. Because that's what I do when I want news that's in video form. I go to the BBC. I live in the United States. I really like the BBC. And so I'm watching a couple of their live telecasts from earlier in the day. So they were recorded. And I thought to myself, why is it? Why do I like to get my U.S. news or world news from the BBC when I live in the United States? And I thought about it. It is because they take the of it. Like, I'm sure it has a political slant. I mean, everything has a political slant. But there's like this new breaking now, and here are the deaths, and they're rising, and they're talking like this. They're like, and now today we had what's going on. And I thought, you know what it is? It's 1980s, 6 o'clock, turn on the evening news. It's like news. Like, we're just going to do the news. And my YouTube just started going through more BBC stories, because it was just 7 minutes. I went to the next one. I'm doing my puzzle and I'm not paying attention. And all of a sudden they said, I'm sorry, but the German chancellor is about to speak, so we're going to interrupt you and we're going to put her on live. Not something I was planned on listening to. Listening to her speech to Parliament yesterday gave me such a sense of calm, a sense of groundedness, a sense that there was an adult in charge that was non-emotional, factual, had a plan. And so I'm going to read you a couple of the things that she said. So this is German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And she said, you should go watch it. It was really good. She said, the pandemic transcends borders and can only be countered jointly. And let me just tell you, Germany's getting an A+. Like, Germany's testing everybody. Germany doesn't have a lot of deaths. Germany is starting to do, people are able to leave their stay-at-home orders. They're doing it. They're getting a good grade. Like, they're doing a good job in their company, in their country. And what she's saying is, this transcends borders. And she kept coming back to, we are in this together. We will help other countries. We, like, her whole entire thing is not, I'm doing a great job or Germany has done this. It's like, here are the facts. Here's how we are all going to survive it. She says, science is never national. Science serves mankind. Thus, it goes without saying that when medication or vaccine is found, tested, and released, and is ready for use, it must be available around the world and affordable for the whole world. Germany this week slowly began easing restrictions after being on lockdown for weeks, allowing small shops to start opening while keeping social distance in place. Then she said, some German states are moving too quickly. Relax measures. However, saying that we're risking getting back to what they do this around, getting back the country has achieved. She said, we are not living in the final phase of the pandemic. We're still at the beginning. We'll be living with this virus for a long, long time. She said the decision to restrict personal freedoms in the fight against the virus is one of the hardest she has ever made, and she urged people to proceed carefully now as steps are being taken to reduce restrictions as to not give up hard-won gains. You guys, we have hard-won gains. Like, everything we've done in the last 4 to 6 weeks has gotten us to where we are today. Let's not just throw it all out. She says, I remember when she said this, I was like, wow. She said, we are on thin ice, the thinnest of ice. And I was like, wow, her speechwriters are just so good. She said, let us not squander what we have achieved and risk a setback. It would be a shame if premature hope ultimately punishes us all. Let us all stay on the path in the next phase of the pandemic, smart and careful. It's a long journey. We can't run out of stamina and air too soon. As I was watching that, as an American watching a German parliament meeting, I thought, that's what I'm looking for. That is what I am looking for. And that's what I hope I am giving you a tiny sliver of in Organize 365. I am looking for people who are thinking of the bigger good. People who are looking at the whole entire world and what everyone needs, not just what they need or their country or their political party. I hope that we are looking at this as a time for all of us to bring out the best that we have to offer, whatever that is, in whatever influence you have, and to offer so that together we will all move forward. Now, this is just a total Lisa thought. One of the things I thought I was watching that was, I love the show Madam Secretary, which has been canceled. And I thought last night, maybe I'll just start at episode one again of Madam Secretary. And the thing I love about watching that show is she is calm. Madam Secretary in that TV show, she's not like, oh my gosh, they're, you know, wherever. Oh, it's going to be nuclear war. She's like, okay, you go do this. Have we called this person? I would like you to do this. I'm going to get this person on the, like, she is calm. She is focused and she thinks, and then she takes decisive action. And her stamina for, I know it's a fake TV show, but you're seeing it in a real German chancellor. You're seeing it in real doctors, and you're seeing it in real people around you. People who are able, that are so good at what they have done, and they're so knowledgeable in their craft, but also they have increased their own personal stamina. Like, I had to take a nap every single day when we transitioned to staying at home. Like, but yet all of these first line professionals and governmental leaders went to meeting after meeting after meeting, and they have been working 16-hour days for the entire duration. And yes, they're exhausted, but they have practiced for this day. If you think about Churchill, again, I'm just going to go to all European people. I mean, he practiced. And he was able to lead England through the darkest of days. Watching to, it's the other thing I found on YouTube last night. I love the show Biography by A&E. And I found some of that on YouTube. It's so funny because the quality of it is so bad because it was recorded in the 80s. And so I watched the top, the 10 best presidents and the 5 worst presidents. And one of the best presidents was... it's Roosevelt, the one that had like 4 terms. I mean, that man, like, I don't care what political party you are. He went into the deep of the Depression, brought him out of the Depression. Then he went through World War I. Then he went through the next thing. I mean, 16 years being president of the United States, like, most turned gray within a couple of years. That stamina, that ability to lead through uncertainty exceptionally and in extraordinary ways. That's what I saw last night. So on our team, I had a podcast episode a couple weeks ago that Mary, who is working in a hospital in downtown Chicago, on our team, she's on our content team, and I just touched base with her, and she said, you know, I feel like you're in mile 20 of the marathon. I was like, oh my gosh, that is like the best analogy ever. Not that I've run more than like 1 mile, but it sounds like it would be the hardest mile. Now, I told my husband, he's run a marathon. He's like, it's mile 24. Regardless. You're not at the beginning. We're not at the beginning anymore. Now we realize unprecedented, blah, blah, blah. It is. Like, the pandemic is. It's not going away. And we are not at the finish line. We are somewhere in the middle. And we've got to figure out what the middle is going to be. I mean, I heard this just this morning, Illinois stay-at-home order was extended to May 30th. Last night as we were going to bed, Greg received an email. He's now for another 3 weeks. So we are in the middle of this. And if you are looking for what is the next step, this is what I want to tell you. We are safe at home. That's where you're safe. You are safe at home. And that's where the government is sending you, and your office is sending you, and the schools, everybody is sending you home. And our stay-at-home orders are getting longer. And even when those expire, it's not like we're going back to whatever used to be your normal. There will be a new normal. And it will be a period of time where you are going to be safe at home, at least probably through the end of May, but probably at least through the end of the summer. Let's just only think through the end of summer. And so then I would say to you, as a 48-year-old woman who has owned multiple businesses and who has been through many hard times, the thing that I have poured my life into in the last 8 years is growing Organize 365. And through that hard work and the refinement of my message and the learn to teach different age groups and different personality styles through the podcast, through online courses, I was made just such a time as this. Like, I am made to be your guide as you are safe at home, not knowing what to do at home. And I'm pivoting my offerings. And the 100-day program is the perfect program for you to get your home organized at this time. And you may think, oh my gosh, she went into a sales pitch. Yes, I did. Do you know why I did? Because it is my obligation to keep the economy going. So I want to tell you another story. Back to one of my very first professional organizing jobs in 2012. I was so excited. I was charging $40 an hour, which is like, oh my gosh, so much money. And so it was $100 for 2.5 hours for me to come and make over one space in your house to totally clean and organize it. And to this small home, it was probably maybe 1,500 square feet, 1,200 square feet, a couple of little bedrooms. It was made maybe in the 60s or 70s. So it was an older ranch home. And I was hired to go through the nursery, to go through all the clothes. Oh my gosh, dream, all the clothes, all the toys, label everything, put it all away. And it was lunchtime and I was done and I was going to collect my $100. Like, this was one of my very first jobs. I was so excited. And the mom was very young and she said to me, I just talked to my husband and if I order a pizza, could you also do our toddler's room, like our preschooler's room? And I said, sure. I like gobbled down in like 5 minutes. I was like, yes, I get to do another job, another $100. I was so excited. So I got that room done and then I do have a vacuum and I vacuumed the room and the rooms looked awesome. And she was very quiet and she hadn't worked with me in the spaces. She was a very mom. She had the baby on her shoulder and she comes out to walk me out to the door and she hands me the check and she said, my husband found out this morning he lost his job and this will keep our sanity. And she shut the door and I was standing there. And I was like, and I have those feelings right now. I'm like, what do I do? Like, she needs this money more than I need this money. Do I give it back? She shut the door. Do I take it? How do I take $200 for somebody who just lost their job? And I remember, I mean, I could feel this in my body right now. I remember driving home the entire way going, I'm so excited that I was able to provide a service I know this family needs. I know those rooms are going to stay organized for 6 months. I know that I fix their problems. I know I reduce their anxiety. But how can I take money from a family where she didn't work, now he's not working, and they have two babies, and they've paid me money for a service I provided, even though I needed the money. Like, we were in debt also, but I just, we can do more. Like, we could figure it out on our own. And I have come to terms over the last couple of years in that there is no such thing as lack. There is only abundance. And the United States economy, I looked it up. 67% of the United States economy is me buying from Amazon. American spending money. Like, that's what keeps the entire economy going. It's not big business. It's not government. It is us. It is us transitioning dollars. And so when you think about that money that she gave us, what did I do with that $200? Well, I came home and I paid for probably something education or medical related for my kids, which then paid the hospital or it paid a tutor for the services that they gave to my child. But then that money didn't stop. Then that money went to that tutor and that tutor went out and she bought groceries for her family. And so the money that provided her groceries then went into the food store, which paid people that worked at the food store and the people that manufacture food and the farmers all over the United States. So then that money went to farmers who bought more seed and had more crops that then they sent. Do you see what I'm saying? Money works, continues to circulate. Money does not work when we try to hold on to what we have in case something happened in the future. Newsflash, it's all happening all right. Like, it's all the bad things, they're all happening right now. And so I have so much to offer you free. I have one other thing I want to show you. We have been giving away this emergency medical information binder. Over 8,000 of you have loaded it. And it is all the pages that you need to fill out if you were to go to a hospital. Ironically, when we first created this, and Mary and I talk about this on the podcast as well, when we first created this, I thought, oh, that'd be nice. Everybody needs to get their medical information. The day after I started offering this for free, they stopped letting you take somebody into the hospital with you. The day after. You are doing something today that will impact people that you have no idea. I'm lucky enough to hear some of the stories. So I got an Instagram message this week. Somebody who downloaded this when it came available. And they said, I made my mom and I made my stepdad fill it out. And they did. And thank goodness, because they are now both COVID-19 positive and my stepfather is in the hospital by himself with this paperwork that is helping them give him his medical care. You don't know. You don't know how something you're going to do for free or pay is going to positively impact somebody else. And or if you do not have money to buy the day program, don't buy it. I have so much free to offer you. I do this every Friday. We have a free Facebook group on Instagram every single day. I do 3 podcasts a week. We have over 350 podcasts. This is we have other free downloads that you'll see come up. If you are just in the Organized 365 community and taking advantage of what is free, then take that. And if you want to give something back to Organized 365, rate and review the podcast. Share this with everybody that you know. We want this shared with everybody that you know. Invite people in the free Organized 365 Facebook group. Some of you have sent me letters and DMs, and those warm my heart. So that is a payment in and of itself. And then if you have been thinking about buying the 100-day program, dude, you've been putting time out in your house. I can help you get it organized. And when you invest in the 100-day program, yes, that money goes into Organize 365. I don't keep it. I pay my rent. I pay utilities. I pay my employees. I pay contractors. It comes in and it goes out. It comes in and it goes out. I don't hold on to this money. I recirculate it right back out into the community in the form of our employees. So now I'm going to tell you one more story. I always tell a lot of stories. So if you haven't heard the podcast before, this is what it is. It's a lot of stories. There are so many people that are hurting right now. And so yesterday, I heard of a local pub. There's a local little pub. You know, the little tiny restaurant in your area that you know everybody's name. Like Cheers. It's just like Cheers. It's just like that. This little pub. And someone I know contacted the owner and said, hey, I want to make a donation and I want you to share it among the wait staff and the bartenders because I know they're not receiving their unemployment. Some are never going to receive unemployment and some the checks are just delayed. These people, they both work at the warehouse, like they don't have any money for food. She says, I just want to make this donation. And he says, all right, well, I'll match up to $800. And she goes, okay. She goes on Facebook. It's one day ago, you guys. 45 people are going to drive by the small business this afternoon between 2 and 6 o'clock and drop off checks. That is the power of what we can do. The government's going to step in with unemployment for some people. The owner is going to match up to $800. So the employer and the government are doing what they can. But it is the people who used to go and hang out at that pub every single week that are going to file through in cars and drop off envelopes of money to the people that work there. We are the solution. The government and the business owners, including myself, are not the solution. You are the solution for your family. You are the solution for your community. And the longer you're at home and the more you're able to just take time, this little tiny step, I want to give this money to these people, has turned into at least 45 people have said they're going to be driving by and dropping off envelopes. We are so powerful. We are exceptional. We are extraordinary. And we are made for this unprecedented time. This is definitely going to become a podcast. So if you like this, this is what the podcast is like. If you head on over to Organize 365 in any of your podcast apps or the Organize 365 website. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a blessed weekend. If you're thinking, all right, fine. She's kind of funny. She tells stories that I can relate to. Maybe she can make it organized. I can, because I was made for just such a time as this. And I have been practicing for the last 8 years. We have 2,000 people who have organized their house with our course. It is worth it. You could do it for a $96 payment. It is a lifetime membership. We are moving next month. We are not exploding in growth, but we are maintaining our growth. And so we will be in business. And you could do this program over and over and over again with us. And I would just be so honored and blessed to be there with you. Have a great weekend.